Francis, how is independence for you?
I feel very indifferent about the independence because Nigeria is not moving forward.
Fair. Okay, I think that's a very popular opinion. I haven't recorded this semester because I'm still trying to figure out my schedule with school and everything. And I just picked on a new position. I'm the president of the writers community. And it was something I've always wanted to happen, but I never thought I
Congratulations.
would be the one to.
Congrats.
Thanks, man.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, we have about, I think, 350 people, members. And then we have our first meeting last Sunday. That was why I couldn't record last Sunday. So, yeah. For this episode, we have no repeat guests, fortunately. Because I get very attached to my previous guests. I always want to bring them back.
So
Because
they're
they,
all new.
yes. All new.
No,
Eh?
no,
Actually, Rotimi has meant to have been on this episode a couple times. Well, something always happens, but I think this time just felt right. This thing is timing. I didn't really when the timing is right to happen. So we're here now.
Real
Real talk, real talk. Okay, so this is the 1st of October. I think I already said Happy New Month clearly,
Yeah.
but I think it will be dropped on the 19th for Rotimi's sake. So this will be like a happy birthday Rotimi episode.
So should we like wish him happy birthday now?
Yes. So
Happy
like,
birthday,
happy birthday,
Rotimi.
Oh my God, if you guys can see us, if you know the true story, we're going through a lot in this recording space.
If you leave.
But we're doing it for you. Okay, so
Yeah.
moving on. The topic for the day is sibling rivalry. Obviously, we'll be touching on sibling love too, because not all siblings fight. So
Sure.
I have a couple questions. I actually stayed up all night putting these questions up.
That's cute.
Yeah.
It's
Dedication.
occupational hazard now. I have to do what I have to do. I think let's just go straight into it. Starting with you, Anita. Can you share a bit of your experience, like with your siblings?
You mean like since childhood
Yes,
and
just
okay.
a.
So I have three siblings, like for my mom and then a half sister. So I'm not really in good terms with my half sister because of the whole she's my half sister. But then my other three siblings, they are chill. I have two younger brothers actually. But then my sister, I didn't really like used to like her when I was like younger because she was like the younger one and they always like took her side. But then it's been nice because now like I really love her. They bullied us so like we even use that situation to even like grow like close to each other. So it's been I can say that I really love my siblings now, but then it was not like all jolly fun when we were younger
Yeah,
at all.
definitely. So tell me, how you define sibling love?
What I say?
Take your time.
Like, I mean, you need to love your sibling now. I have a twin now. I'm a twin, and I have two other siblings, two half siblings. But I love my twin, like, I love her so much. Like, there's nothing that she's going through, or she tells me everything, sir. And we talk a lot, and we're very, very close. When I'm broke, she'll come. I'll call you up. She's broke. So there's love there. Like, you just know that there's love. You just know that you care for her.
Okay, I
That's
think
cute.
since you're twins, it's almost expected because I don't think all siblings get along,
Yeah.
or for at least for the most part.
I mean, I've not
I
seen each
don't
other.
think that since you are twins.
We don't see each other that much. Like, she's girlfriend for me, you know. Much upgraded
Oh,
too.
yeah.
But like, when we were in secondary school, we didn't see. I was in an all-boys school for like 3 years. It was an all-girl school. Then I left the all-boys school. Went was in day school. She was with
Yeah.
somebody else. She graduated secondary school. I didn't see her until like April. So like, all my
Wow,
holidays, holidays, holidays.
that's crazy.
Yeah.
And
Just
I
like,
guess that's why you guys like love each other very well.
yeah,
Because if you
because
see your sibling every day, I doubt that's
distance. Yeah, I think distance builds bond.
Yes.
That's funny how okay, I'm the middle child. I have two other siblings and I have two younger siblings. So I fight with my older sister a lot. She actually just got engaged.
Congratulations.
And when her boyfriend, because we went out before I came to school, and when it was like we need to hang out, that day I was shooting a YouTube video for my last week in summer. And I remember if you watch the video, it's there, I was like, he wants to meet me. Maybe a question will be popped whilst I'm in school. She didn't watch the video, thank God, because I posted it. And then actually, he proposed to her last week. and I helped him plan it. It was in Morocco.
Wow.
So it was like, yeah.
That's cute.
I didn't know how to feel, honestly. When he told me, I wasn't surprised. I was like, I predicted it. Mm. You understand? But when it actually happened, like, my sister's a fiance now.
Yes.
Very soon she'll be out of the house like I've always wanted. But like, I know that I'll miss her.
You feel it.
I didn't want that to happen to my sister. I know that I will miss her because like, we had this cat-dog relationship growing up. We were always fighting. Always, always. But anytime we're apart, close, calling when she, like, especially when she travels, video call every day, check in school, that kind of thing. She even sends me money. Or as we get to that house, the whole dynamics change. Obviously, the fights change, like, because of the fights change over time, because of maturity and all. Yeah. Like, we still, like, kept fighting. My brother traveled to the States a long time ago. We were very close, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm closest to my younger sister. Before it was my brother, boy. I fight to everybody. I think little children are always like the most troublesome. But yeah, I fight to everyone. So I don't know. I think the dynamics just change over time. But anyway,
distance and maturity.
I don't like my elder siblings though.
I won't say I don't like them, but like my other sister is abroad. My older brother is Abuja. I don't fuck with any of them.
Oh, the fuck? Okay, let's let it out like that.
I mean, like, they're like way older. Okay. Yeah, and like my brother, I want to see what I would say in my mind. What I'm wearing, what I'm wearing, sorry.
Okay.
But my elder sister is calm.
Mm. Yeah. But you still don't talk to her, but you just at
least. Just talk, just like. They're calm.
Okay.
But my elder brother.
do you think being a twin made you see the world different?
Yeah, actually, like, I don't know, I just like have respect for like women more. Mm. You know, because. I don't want anything else to my sister.
I don't want her to get married, apparently.
That's only boyfriend.
That's very cute.
She's for you and you alone.
Me and no bro.
So just imagine that she gets married.
I don't get married.
So you'd be like her chief bridesman.
I can't picture it though, but like, that nigga does anything wrong, man. That nigga is going to grieve. Shut up.
Okay, so if you're listening, dear future husband.
I'm telling you.
My next question is for Francis. I know you love your sister very much.
Yes.
Mm. Growing up, was it always lovey-dovey or were there the bad times?
Between me and my sister, mm-hmm. when we were younger, we always fought because she's the last girl. Mm-hmm. She's the last child.
Yeah.
And I always feel like she got the attention that mm-hmm. I was supposed to get.
We have that in common. So yeah, I need that too.
We used to fight all the time. But mm-hmm. as time passed, yeah, when she got older and more sensible, became very. I know that she would listen to this podcast because I'm with this, but when she got older and she's more sensible, we became very, very close. She started talking to me about everything, all our struggles and everything. So we had one kind of tight sibling bond. And it got to a point in our house that it was only me and her around. My both parents had traveled, my brother was in school. So it was only me and her. So she really like took care of me. Because I didn't really know how to do much then. She taught me how to do it mm-hmm. so I could help her and everything. Yeah. So that just strengthened our bond.
So cute. Wow. I mean,
that's cute too. But yeah. I think my sister used to fight before. Everybody used to fight.
Now. Yeah.
Everybody fights.
You have to fight to,
how to fight. But you know,
the canon event.
Mm-hmm.
How she does that always that. She'll not talk to me.
Silent treatment.
So now I'll not go to her room. I'll go and beg for something. I'll be like, I didn't like what she did to me. And I'll be like, what did I do? Tell me what I did. And I'm like, so you're vexing because of that thing. Mm. You never come and tell me if you just mm-hmm. keep quiet, you won't say anything to me for the whole day.
Yeah.
And I'll feel it too. I feel it. Because mm-hmm. I did that. You know how to cook, do everything. I don't know how to do shit.
If anything I'm grateful for in my house is like, I know how to cook. So nobody can use food and do anyhow for me.
My sister taught me how to cook. My junior sister taught me how to cook.
My sister can bake very well. So then when she's like angry with me and then she bake, and then that's when she now knows that she wants to bake something that I like.
Just to pepper
you.
Okay, were you ever compared with your sister or any of your siblings?
Yeah, my sister.
Okay.
But then when we were younger, I feel like I was the one that like would say, oh yeah, she's smarter.
You were the good one.
But then they will now use her as for like she's innocent,
mm-hmm.
that kind of feeling. So and then my sister is very, very playful, like she does not hold grudges and everything. She's very, very and then me, I'm very, very reserved and I'm
mean.
So people think that I'm mean, so they don't really come to me and I think I was jealous about Smosha.
Were you ever compared with your sister?
Yeah, I actually used to feel inferior to her before.
Okay.
Like when, you know, she was my senior now.
Mm-hmm.
I left grades.
Yeah.
When I left grades, I had to go back to like GS2, back and she was in GS3. So like the class difference.
Mm-hmm.
She was in GS3, I was in GS2. She graduated first. Mm-hmm. And I'm Taiwo, she's Candy.
Exactly.
I'm the first. So like, it just feels somehow for me. But at the end of the day, I didn't just really care again. Like, she's moving forward, you know. Mm-hmm. And she's smart. It's not like she's doing bad. Yeah, so.
Me, as compared to my senior brother, like a lot, because he was always seen as the responsible,
mm-hmm.
like reserved, calm. For me, I was usually call me Jaga Jaga, like that's what they call me as. So, but I was playful all over mm-hmm. the place, but my brother always saw that this boy is not like that.
Yeah,
yeah. So my brother always been best friends, like
mm-hmm.
so. When they compare us together, or I break something and they'll call me, oh, spoiler, you have spoiled this thing again. My brother will call me outside and I'm like, oh, you know, you're not like that.
Oh,
or
everything. So sweet.
Yeah.
Like, you say it's not like that and everything. Yeah.
What is the age difference between you guys?
1 year.
1 year?
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. I see myself with 2 years and then what she tells me. No. I'm saying just 1 year.
Okay, I think my older sister, my older brother, they're 1 year apart as well.
And
so like they're very, very close. And then my brother and I, 3 years. Then myself and my younger sister, 3 years too.
Are you close with your brother?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I'm close with him and my younger sister.
Okay.
More than my older sister. I've spent the longest time with my older sister.
Because mm-hmm.
my brother has been in the States since like 2015. So like we haven't seen. Yeah. He has come maybe once or twice. We haven't seen much. And then my younger sister too, she's in Scotland. So my elder sister and I were the Nigerian kids, like we're the ones that are here.
That's tough kids.
are you 70? What you traveled? And I'm like, I beg, please don't stress me. So yeah, I think my younger brother, like the youngest rather,
mm-hmm.
the distance is too much. I can't even start calculating it now. It just came when we thought we were done.
Oh, you just did it, you know.
Please. Okay, question to you, Anita. Do you think sibling relationships are different in Nigeria compared to like overseas?
I don't know, but I feel like we're more. I don't speak any kind of. But then I feel like we're more. Should I say local? Like I don't know. No, but then
yeah.
The way we fight, and then I remember that when we were small, like we used to like play with sand, and then think like I don't know. The relationship between us and them is like. We're very, very inside the world, and then them, I feel like they love their so very well. I don't know, maybe because of my picture.
Oh, you're watching too much Hollywood.
But then us, like our kind of fights are like very, very brutal, like for that age. Because
mm-hmm.
I remember that me and my sister, I think she did something wrong to me, and then I was giving her like the silent treatment, and then she ended up cutting my hair. I don't know. I might have been like this. This is those kind of things. And she cut my hair, and I was like. It was short and I was crying like for weeks because I feel like it's never good. So I don't know. I feel like we're more
dangerous.
Yeah, violent. Yeah, I think that's the word. Like we're more violent.
I don't think so. This time I traveled abroad and like I was living with my uncle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also these twins, like these two girls.
Yeah.
And the younger one was so mean to the older one.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was so mean. Like when we go out to go and play, because we're younger at the time now.
Yeah.
There was this stuff called Flicker. Like it's like a scooter but like with two legs.
Okay.
So like you. One person will like be riding the flicker, then somebody will be sitting down
mm-hmm.
on the flicker. So, I mean, your sister wants to do with you, but this girl you want to start to do with her, like she pushed her sister off. She knew that shit. I didn't feel like it was because of her friends, like it was because of those girls' friends.
Okay.
The younger ones' friends. They were telling her to do like those entering her brain.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's your twin sister, for fuck's sake. They are so identical, but mm-hmm. that one was so mean to the other one.
So, there's no love.
Yeah, I didn't see any love there. Like, I didn't see any love at all.
Maybe they'll grow out of it as
Maybe they'll grow out of it, but like,
mm. But they are young so now.
Yeah, well, still, that was so wicked at that age.
The wickedness grow.
But I think with time, everyone starts off rocky. Not everyone, child.
I think it's everyone.
I see some TikToks where the younger one will be carrying the
social media is
social media.
But okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you post your sister or your siblings on social media? First of you, Anita. Because I know you do a lot of TikToks.
Yes, I make TikTok like very well with my family. So I think like when I go home, almost like every week.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I'm in school, only on a birthday.
Okay.
Because what am I posting up for?
Appreciation post now.
I love you.
Is that a weird question? Or is that a weird statement to your siblings? Like, I love you.
I've never told my sister that I love her.
Oh my God. I don't know if any of the siblings are.
They know. They, like, this is not.
Francis, that is it for you.
You know, I tell my sister that I love her all the time. But my brother, that is a dude. Man. I can't say that. I can't say she's my brother now. But he knows. Like, he knows.
Okay.
I tell my sister that all the time now.
I know my younger siblings, like my brothers, like the 10-year-old, but then my sister, I'll say, I love you. Well, she, you know.
Funny how my brother started telling me he loves me. So that dude, then I don't agree. In fact, he made me start telling, like, I tell my younger sister I love you, and I tell him too. My older sister, maybe it's maybe once in a while when your birthday, I love you. But like, on a steady, if I talk, like if you call, and I end the call without saying I love you, he's going to call me back. That's how we are.
Now insult to the easy.
Do you get? I may end the call.
Okay, Francis, can you provide any tips? Since you seem to be the one on good terms with everyone, you say you love your brother, your sister. Mm. Da, 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 da. So, do you have any tips for us or the listeners who may be facing frequent conflicts with their siblings?
I don't feel like you should talk to your sibling, like try and understand the type of person they are. Like my sister, I understand my sister. The times that she's very, very annoying, and the times that she wants to be involved. Cause me and my brother, we are 1 year apart now, so we are close. Like we do everything together. So my sister will just be there. We play games together, play football, watch football. My sister will just be there looking.
Mm-hmm.
So if we like nurture that kind of feeling in her, she'll feel left out and she'll hold some type of resentment towards us. So we always try and involve her, like doing activities with your sibling that will make you come together. Like I always find something to do with my sister.
Aww.
Because me and my brother, we do everything together, play football, everything. So my sister always actively try and be involved. Like she loves doing TikTok, so, and she's shy. So she will tell me that, she can't post this TikTok if I'm not in the video with her. So I'll try and do the TikTok with her, even though I'm not comfortable with it, just to foster that kind of
bond. Nice.
Siblings, are you hearing your mail?
Wow.
That is really something.
For someone that makes TikTok with her sister, I used to force her. I used to bribe her sometimes.
That's a road I cannot cross. I can't do that.
You can't do TikTok with your sister.
You don't like to.
Sorry. Is it like you're not a social media person or you just can't bring your sister in?
I'm just not. I didn't want myself to be out there.
Okay.
Wow.
Are you guys identical?
No, not at all.
Not in the slightest.
No, but she's very beautiful.
Of course. Okay. So, wrote to me. Say you have half siblings. Are they half siblings or like they're much older siblings?
How much older?
Okay. Like, what's the gap? Like, a decade?
Like 2 decades.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow. I'm talking daddy here.
Yes, sir.
That's your uncle, man.
I think that's why you
exactly. So it's like they're like parents to you.
Yeah, like the boy now, that idiot boy. I don't even give a fuck if you go to this thing. I don't give a fuck before. When I went to Abuja for this IT 6 months, my sister called me. My other sister told me that my brother is in Abuja or that I should look for him. I didn't call him. She did not call me when I was in Lagos. He went to Lagos. I'm the younger brother, I meant to be looking for him. I said, what is this? What does this? He called me a different number because me, I'm always picking the more number.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like that dynamics.
Yeah.
I don't even care. Like, I'm going to see it. Even if he hears it, I'm going to give a fuck. You don't beat me.
Well, he doesn't. I don't think he listens to this.
Even if he does.
Okay, send the link to him. Send and block. Your sister, the much older one, is calm.
Yeah, she has two children, so I think she understands more than he does.
I feel like there's something that he has done to you.
That's my son was 2013 when I entered GS1.
13?
Yes, sir. Okay. Like, you understand, like, he does not come to my check for anybody. Yeah. Don't do anything. You're not sending texts. Like, last year, that's why you're calling me. What the fuck are you calling me for, bro?
Okay, I think I understand why.
Yes.
Because it's the same thing with people that have absent fathers. You can't just come. What if it works? It's big time. People can be unforgiving. What if you look like someone that's meant to forgive many times soon?
I told you.
Okay. So, Anita, do you believe that sibling relationships have potential to enhance or deflect your mental health? I think Francis touched on that. Like, if they kept leaving her out of things, she'd probably be like a very secluded or introverted person, or resentful and like wild, because it can go both ways.
So in my question, you're asking me if how it has like affected my mental health.
Or you think it can? You are good. You agree that it goes both ways. Okay. Do you have any personal?
Yeah, when I'm in a very like good state or like good relationship with my sister, I feel more happy because she calls me, she laughs with me, we just together. Than maybe when she's behaving very, very reserved, she does not call me, and then to be like, because I just myself, like everything that happens since I'm already in uni, and then we have this special relationship now because I'm no more seeing her. So when I call her, like I just have this home vibe, this kind of, this is my comfort zone. So yeah, like I feel like it can really affect your mental health.
I don't even know what I'll do with my sister. I need her for almost everything. Don't tell me I need money. So like, she cooks for me. Very sweet, the best chef. I need that for that one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take her everywhere, drive her everywhere. But still, I need that in my life.
Do you think sibling attachment is a problem, or like it shouldn't be encouraged? Because then some people can be like inseparable.
I don't think it's a problem. I even think that it's a privilege. But then in a sense that maybe your sibling is like
super dependent.
Yes. You mean like independent or dependent?
No, dependent.
Dependent.
Like,
yeah. I don't feel like it's a problem, to be honest. I feel like it's more like a privilege. Like, to what will you do without your sister? Like, no. People that like are only children, like, I used to feel for them because they don't know like what they are missing out.
Yeah.
You have this whole person that will be like your bride or die. Like, literally, she can never leave you. Your same surname. No, she can't go anywhere.
Same surname for now. When you guys get married, that will change.
I forgot.
How has sibling love or rivalry influenced your perception of yourself or like your self-esteem? I think I'll give that one to you, Francis.
I'll say me growing up, I didn't really have much self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So my brother used to tell me all the time that, you are that guy. That you should not be thinking of yourself like this.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I'm feeling low in confidence, I know that if I call my brother now, you clear me, even be angry like, why are you thinking of yourself this way and everything. So I know that growing up, my brother helped me boost
your self-esteem.
My self-esteem. Like, he's 1 year older than me, but I know that in wisdom and experience, he's far, far, far
ahead.
So he always tells me that life is not like this. Like, you cannot go about life thinking of yourself like this. So he really helped shape me when I was messed up. Like, I was in a very, very messed up state. So my brother helped me put myself together. And
I think it's the opposite for me.
I feel like we are all different. Like, we use violence as love in my
house.
As
love.
Violence.
Is how we should
I've never heard my mom say the word "I love you." Talk of us now saying it. And that's why I feel like everything here is like, wow. This is very, very perfect.
This is new.
Very, very new. Because I thought that we are all the same. I mean, like, we're Africans. We don't say "I love you," we don't do those things, but then you know in your heart, even with some action, you're like, then this person really likes you.
But like me, I've never really heard "I love you." I hear "I love you," both of you.
Oh, because you're twins.
Yes. I
love you, like, just for me. Like, I love your sister. I love you and sister.
So do you want to hear, like, "I love you"?
I love you. Okay. I think for me it was the opposite. If anything, my siblings stepped on my self-esteem growing up. Like, I think I was always the only big one. All my siblings are like fit. So there was this horrible phase.
Mm.
And like, it was very sad because it was coming from outside and it was coming from inside. So it was like fat phobia out and in. Like, when do I get the break? And I think that's one of the things that prompted me to start writing, like these, the insecurities. Mm. They didn't help with that. Obviously, I don't blame them. So we're all growing up and all, but like, no, they didn't help with that. But I think eventually the love started coming.
Mm-hmm.
The damage had been done, but we could move forward, that kind of thing. So, wow. Yeah, we had that.
I never saw you as someone who had like low self-esteem.
Honestly.
Because the first time he saw me at, we're ready for the exam now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then he texted me when we were home. I was so surprised, like, you meet everybody. They are free, everybody. Yeah. So like, I never saw you like somewhere there. You know?
I think it can also be like, how do I put it, like a defense mechanism. I don't know if that's the word, but it's like my way to deflect the kind of energy that I got. I was giving to the universe what I wanted to get back, not what I was getting, that kind of thing. So I think that's one of the things that prompted me to be a very outside person.
Mm.
Because if I wanted to reciprocate the type of energy I got, I'll be a very nasty person now. But like, you know how you're feeling.
Mm.
You don't want this to continue. So give back the opposite, and maybe now, and he started to like, yeah, I think that's one of the things that shifted my perspective. Even with being like an outside person,
mm-hmm.
I used to be very shy, still rooting back to insecurities growing up, but I just like started, you know, trying to put myself out there. Even to now, if I tell that if I hold the microphone
mm-hmm.
in front of a stage,
yeah.
my ears get hot. I start shaking, but you never know these things.
Can't be,
it's like they're internal battles that I fight. I'm still on that journey of self-discovery and all self-discovery, but I just building on myself, Sha. So yeah.
I think I stand like on a different point of view because my sister is like, she's also like big. So like when we're growing up, I used to use it on her like very well. So I didn't know that it was like affecting her till she entered school and then she was getting that same thing back. So seeing people saying that about her, and then I was now saying how I think that's what like destroyed her self-esteem. But then now she's more out there, she's doing well academically, even going for debates, but then she still has that inside part in her because mm-hmm. she's very, very insecure, like when she posts something. And then I feel like I'm part of the major reason why that's happening, because for someone that you're seeing every day, and that's her weak point, I know, so I'll use it when she's like very angry. And then I feel bad. So I'm sorry, Sasha.
I would say you should feel bad, but like the fact that you feel something shows that you're human. So people don't feel it in, and they just keep at it. But yeah, there's room for growth. And I'm happy that she's finding herself in another light.
Mm.
Did you ever experience favoritism? I think I'll ask you that first, Rotimi, since,
you know. My sister. Yeah. It was always equal.
It was equal.
This for you.
Okay.
That's how it was.
I think it's something that parents struggle with. Like they try to love equally, but at the end of the day, they always end up like leaning towards someone.
I mean, my dad was always like roti, like me.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom, she's like that brown on both of you. Everything you're getting, she's getting.
Okay.
Everything is. But some people, some like adults,
because
I was at home now, so like people knew me more than they knew her. Like they had that, you know.
So she might have felt that they favored you at the point.
But I never made her feel like that, sir.
No, I mean like on my own end.
It's my own end.
Okay.
But I made her look like, you know, everybody loves you the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. My mom used to make sure that one was sure. My mom is like strict on both of you are the same.
Both of you, Jaga Jaga.
It's not glaring in my house, but you know that my sister and my dad, you know, they...
She's a girl.
Yes. So you will know. So it was always like me and my brother versus her when we want to get so, or we always use her like in the sense that if we want something, she was like our mouthpiece because we knew that they cannot tell her no.
Mm-hmm.
So that was now that we're older, I think my mom has leaned towards me and my brother now.
Yeah.
Like she tries to get us what we want and everything.
Hey, people will soon marry now. They always reference your mother. Yes. Who is your mother? So maybe
so like, so the favoritism is evenly balanced. Let's say my My sister has the ear of my dad, and me and my brother have the ear of my mom.
I think that's somewhat the dynamic for me. I think mommy's boy. My mom was also a middle child. She like always had, and she always used to like rub it in on my sleeves. I think it was also due to my when I was like insecure. It was always like I don't mind them, Joe. Third B, that kind of thing. She always like used it to get me happy and all that. So we became very close. When they do their worst, I run to my mom. When my dad does his, I run to my mom. So she was like, and obviously because of that time, for her too, started favoring me more than my siblings. She would take me everywhere. Like when I was growing up, even when I was like six, I'm not a baby anymore. I already had my younger sister, but she was still taking me everywhere. So like I'm very close to my mom, but my sister, my younger sister, has my dad in her palm, like easy. Well, anytime I want something, I'm like, yeah, oh, Joe, can't tell daddy. Da, 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 da. And sometimes she'll not go, daddy, if you said that she told you that, I'm like, oh, you stupid God. Girl.
Oh my goodness.
What does that mean?
Why are you mentioning my name? This is your thing. You're asking on your behalf, you, not mine. Because if he's like, why can't he come and meet me? I'm like, ah.
Because you say no.
Exactly. Because when you mention my name, he's like, ah, come on. But if she's like, daddy, I want this, and hey, you do it, and then we'll eat. I did that in a lot. And then my older sister, because there's some things that my sister does. I have my older sister, and I'm like, that you're reacting like this.
If it was me.
If I do half.
If it was me.
If I do half of this.
If it was me. That's what I always tell myself. If it was me.
Everyone will hear about it, but like, she do like really wild things, and then it's just like, nothing. I'm like, okay. Anyway, it's not that she's engaged. It's good that she had that because like now she's done. So maybe now is my turn.
It's your turn.
Maybe I'll be the one that will be because I'm like the house up in the house.
Are you the one in the house?
Yeah.
Wow. So,
I mean now that now she's engaged and she's going to like leave pretty soon. So yeah. That is me.
You have work.
That is me. Well, me too. I'll soon finish that good now.
Now. I won't really call it a racism because like I'm the, like bad child.
Oh. Understand.
I know it's like outside. I'm always doing our community.
Yeah.
Looking for parties. But my side, like always inside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always be like angry with me, and I'll be my status quo big.
I had my wild phase too. I think the first time I did something like really crazy, I think the worst part was I took my younger sister with me. Yeah. So my friends invited me to go to the pool. At Oba, I don't know if you know Excellence Hotel.
Oh, I've gone there before.
Yeah, I don't think I'll go back there. But when it was in, when it was in its prime, it wasn't a bad place at all. So they invited me, and I was like, okay, I took my younger sister with me. Like, we'll be in and out before dad comes out. You know how, like, you go early, come back early, and they're still not around, that kind of thing. That was the plan. And we went, we had fun, forgot ourselves, playing, da 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 da. Next thing, I was like, Jesus, where's the time? It was really like, I think it was past six. And then we left. We got to my house past 9 because the traffic was crazy. Jesus.
Oh my God.
I didn't have a phone that time, so there was nobody could reach me. Then my younger sister was not there. So you might be coming to the house. You're not meeting any of your kids at home. Hey! They probably even called the police.
Yes.
So when I got back, it was like they were happy for a second, but immediately after the joy.
In the real life.
It just
like, what has this child done?
Yes.
Just, bro, that day, you know when parents are always like, I don't know, can I not say parents? But my own, my mom was like, I'll put pepper in your eye, da, 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 da. Like, no, that was how African my house was, like, pepper in your eye. Like, I think that was the day that I knew that she was not playing here. Because I was begging, like, this woman had the pepper ready. She said, yo, that I don't listen to that. That day was terrible, but I felt it was just because I took my sister. If it was a meeting, so I'd just be like, why did I go, da, 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 they would just shout. Like we were so young then, so I think that was it. And it never stopped. After that, I kept on always going out, coming back late. That was the beginning of that habit. I became an ass. That's right now. Public transport and I are besties. What do they do? But I drive, but like maybe that would be different between me and I. So
when I got my license, that was the end.
In the spirit of independence, do you think there were any cultural traditions that like helped you bond with your siblings? Because I know like for my mom, she'd always reference how when she was growing up, we used to eat from the same plates, like she and her siblings. So that kind of thing, like people bond
because of there's this norm that we should be together.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any traditions in your house?
For me, in my house, my mom makes it that everybody has to eat on the dining table.
Okay,
like at every okay. meal, like yeah. at every meal, everybody has to eat on the dining table. Like everybody has to be on the dining table. Mm-hmm. Like if you're not eating on the dining table, you're not eating.
I have a question. Do you like make your food together?
Yeah. No, they don't put it in the same plate. Well, mm-hmm. Like they share the food, yeah. but everybody has to eat
together.
Yeah, everybody has to eat
wow.
together.
You guys are like the model family.
Family we watch on TV are white or something.
Our dining table is like for decoration,
bro. Like nobody uses the dining room
except for maybe the lesson or maybe something very.
Bill, can you remember when you came to my house? Mm-hmm. When I made my food, where did I go straight to?
Dining table.
Wow.
More eating in the sitting room. I said, I saw that they do for you.
As if it's built into me. I can't even if they are not around. I just go to the dining table.
Honestly, I can't relate.
At all.
I can't relate. I'll let my food run to my room. No. I think even when we have visitors, they don't even try to fake it.
Yes.
They don't make us eat on the dining table because we have visitors. We just do our thing.
For me, I stop eating in my room, so I could actually eat my place.
Plate there, yes. Yeah,
I do that too. Mm-hmm. I think I still do that once in a while, but like they're trying to make me stop taking food. Like if my dad should see me
going obsessed with that. My room.
Downstairs.
I think for me, like, because I'm in Zibo house now, and then every evening since I was born, we take like Eba. So we make the same Eba in one big this thing. So we now sit down together on the floor. I think, and then my mom always tells me that, oh, that she was very, very close to her sister. So me and my sister, like, we try to fake that we like each other sometimes. Mm-hmm. But then we're just trying, because there was a time that my mom was saying that, why do we always fight every time? So we're now like at least trying to like please her, because she like was getting mad. It was, but mm-hmm. we always fight for the smallest thing. Why do you take my pen? Why do you take my hair clip? Like it was a very, very nonsense fight. And we'll take it for weeks.
Okay. I don't think my parents did any like traditional anything to help us foster.
Maybe like stories. I was close to my sister.
This one, they don't even need to tell me. My mom and her siblings are very close. Like, they have every Friday they call, like a group call. Mm. They even pray to like midnight. Da, 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 da. I'm like, so it's like I can see.
Yes,
yes. Wasn't enough. Like, of course, I see them and I want to emulate it.
No, but sometimes, don't they know it's just like one hot gist? Like,
yeah, they just do. Like, sometimes they have gossip sessions, like they talk. But I don't know. I don't think it's not something that ever prompted me to like one time. I initiated it. I told my son, I said, how far you guys? So she will not be calling every week. What are you saying?
I feel like maybe it's when we go that we'll be that close. Because my mom and her sister, like, they are very, 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 very close. So I was thinking that maybe when I go.
It started from young now.
I don't think that so.
Yeah.
She always told me that they were close. But I think that it's just that me and my sister will be close. Because why would you be close to someone like that since when you were small? You see that person every day. I will see you every day.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you never go away, so I always know that you'll be there.
No.
Yes, but then I just...
You just hope it, yes, that you'll not go away.
Mm-hmm. But then I think that's why I'm like not always trying, because I know that she will be there. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but then I feel like it's going to be good. Because they are married and they're in separate houses, so they always feel this distance. I think that's why.
Let me ask you, Rotimi. If or when, I don't think you have plans of getting married with this lifestyle you're living, but anyways... If you become a parent, let's not talk that here. This is not the episode for that. If you become a parent, or when, how, or what do you think you do differently to like foster that sibling bond?
I really don't know. My parents didn't really join this like foster sibling bond, but I don't blame my mom because like her dad, they gave us like all girls
mm-hmm.
in my family. We were three girls. And, like her dad didn't like one girl. We're a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And when he didn't get a boy, he didn't really show them love like that.
Oh.
Like he was, you know, detached from them.
Mm-hmm.
So like my mom and my friends like give me show like tough love. So even what happened to that happened to us.
Happened to
mm-hmm. But it's still like tough love. You know, it was too harsh to beat.
Because they don't know exactly how to. I think exactly. That's it. Like, maybe she doesn't know how to love.
Yeah, just trying.
I mean, you can't give what like, you don't have.
Exactly. Or what you didn't
she
get.
She tried a lot, too. She mm-hmm. tried a lot, but, like, she provides everything. You know, she does everything very good, but
when we do this, just tiny stuff.
It's like
this was a hair.
Yeah.
This was a hair.
You wonder the love.
I don't know. But when I get here, sir, like you said,
I think my mom is doing pretty okay. Like, obviously, sometimes I call her out. Like, mommy, like, what you did was not very parenting.
Wow, you can call your mom out.
I think because of how close my siblings can't do that, or I can. But, like, what you did, like, was very insensitive. Sometimes I can talk to her like that, but I always try to. The tone is important.
Yes,
if I'm calling her out, the tone needs to be very soft. So I can't be in trouble. So yeah, I think I call her, but I cut her slack because I know when she was growing up, it was tough love. She showed his love was different, like providing. I think that's how most people provide, which I call bare minimum. So maybe it's coming from a privileged point of view, but like it's bare minimum to provide. I'm sorry, but yeah, you do that, and like that's his way of showing love by providing and all that. And she had step siblings because he had like second wife. So the dynamics growing up for her was like very different. And same with my dad, actually. My dad also had step siblings. So I tried to cut them slack because what I'm saying, like, I think half siblings don't always get exactly along. And like my mom, she wasn't close with her dad. It was like a figurehead. You understand? Like, go to school, do your part, results, you did your part, okay, well done. You were second, person was first, you had two heads. Come on.
Can you call your dad out?
No. Yeah, I have, but like it's not big. If I'm calling him out, it's not subtle. I'm not trying to like I'm changing it for him.
Okay.
I will move out.
Like I said, I think it was because growing up I was a quiet one. So now that I have a voice, they will hear. You understand? It's like, okay. I was quiet for too long. I have arrived. I have found my voice. I've gotten it back from first, that kind of thing. So like, I'm very spoken at home at most times. So yeah, I think that's how it is. So you can't try that.
I can't.
I know you can't try that.
I have called my dad.
I changed my mom from time. But
the outcomes are not with
IT. So like when I came back for about 2 weeks. So what happened was that I came out with like my hair now.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm almost over my hair. She was like, it's what you like doing that you do. You never said to me. Finally, she now brought her friend. I said, shout out to her. So I'll change it for them.
The two of them.
Yes, so that came out. That one I said she was going to slap me. Why did they laugh? You have to make it anymore.
Yeah, of course, like you're mocking her.
I'm telling you, you slap me. And my mother now. My mother doesn't say you slap me. Now you're going to slap me. My mother was pissed. She not talking for like 2 weeks.
Hi.
What's with your hair?
Oh my girl. Because of the hair. Okay.
I keep with my mom. I keep her silent treatment. And like
that's more painful to me.
It's more painful. Yeah. But like I don't talk to her, then she too. She doesn't. I'm not prepared. I know that nobody's telling me to do anything. Like I'm not getting out of trust. Mm. Like, okay. And if I'm not talking, she can't tell me if you can't do this. Because like, exactly, I will feel it because I'll always need something. Or like, I want to just talk to her. So it's like my pride is like, no, I'm not talking to her now. So talk to yourself.
Yes, how do you break the silent treatment? Who comes first?
Okay, I think for silent treatment, it's equal. Okay. Sometimes she comes and like tries to walk away. I'm like, I'll soon be proud of like you have not addressed right or silent.
That's crazy.
So don't act like because I'm be very confrontational. If I look at that thing when they were like time would heal, like when time does everything will just forget. I can't be that person. If you don't address the reason
why you won't move forward.
You can't move forward. It's not the time has passed now, you should have forgotten the memory. No. It's not enough for you. It must be addressed. Apologies must be said.
You've never apologized to me before in my life.
One is that
I refuse to eat because I'm the skinniest in my house.
Mm-hmm.
So they feel like,
that's your own blackmail.
Yeah. I should eat, and I eat a lot. So once I refuse to eat, they know that something is wrong.
Yeah.
And my mom usually pain her because she loves cooking and loves sharing food and everything.
Eat food.
So when she says dinner is ready, come and eat. I tell her, I'm not in the mood to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to eat. So now I say, okay, now when you're hungry, you come and eat.
You have to eat
Chicken Republic straight.
Hi.
Chicken Republic straight. So it's really.
Yes, it's been. My mother, don't concern my mother. Don't go upstairs. Keep quiet. Like I was begging. Like I came to her room. I was like, let me massage your feet for you. I was begging this woman because I didn't get stuff from her now.
Mm-hmm.
I was just spending my own money. And they was beating me.
Yeah, definitely.
Like I'm in your house. I don't want to spend my own money. She didn't see me at all. She was just vexing. I was going to greet her. She was like,
When I'm not in talking to my mom, at the point, like, I just read, I just,
let me just see anything. Like, at least I try to. So it's not as if I'm being disrespectful. Yes. Obviously, at the end of the day, it's still disrespectful if I'm giving each other silent treatment, but I'll just greet. But no, if I'm fighting my mom, I'll feel it more. Or if I'm fighting my dad, I'll feel it more if it's like resumption time, because like daddy's school fees are fun. So like my dad is different. I might have to kiss her a bit if, because he will never apologize.
Never.
My dad will not say he's sorry. So it's like he's at fault, but I'm still the one that's trying to, you know, like soften things up, and it gets very annoying. That's why I prolong. At the end of the day, I think it was a time that school was coming, we're not talking, and I still didn't budge. My mom was the one that had to go and talk to him. I was like, no, this time I'm going head on into school. And all of it was that semester, I went to school, we didn't settle, I wasn't calling him. One day, he now called me, and it was like, now, wow, like, so you're big now, you're grown, that kind of thing. I'm like, yeah. But obviously, at the point, I just
hunger got to beat me.
I think maybe because I got very independent early on. Like I dabbled into business in like secondary school. And I was always a crafty person. So I found things to do for myself. I've dabbled into pop-up cards, like paper mechanics. I did a lot of things. So I think at the point, they even thought I was making money. So he was bent on not giving me allowance. I can go a whole semester to allow her just because he knows that I won't need it. But it was paining me because, like, I'm making money. Not, I don't want to make money to spend.
Yes.
Okay, so my last question, I think I'll throw it to you all. Like, where do you see your sibling relationship in, like, the next decade? Like, when you guys are all settled by God's grace, like, how do you see the dynamics there? Or do you see yourself in your father's house? Anita, this one that you're really thinking.
Obviously, I'll be married.
Like, obviously, then. Okay.
But then I really pray that me and my sister will marry like in the same family lineage like my dad, because my mom's sister and my dad and her, they are from the same like.
They married from the same.
Yes, from the same place. So they are. That's why they are very very close. And I feel like in the next 10 years we won't be closer, because it'll be like me and her.
Yeah.
Because my mom and dad will be old, and not like old but in that way, but then there will be less really, like it's only her that will like relate to me in such a deep level that she understands how I'm feeling, and then what is already changing by then. So it's like me and her. So I think that it's grow stronger.
I'm already seeing, we're already passing ways again.
Mm-hmm.
Myself like going to like Germany. I went to Canada. Mm-hmm. So like that already like we're already.
Like,
but when she gets married. I'll keep an eye.
And on him?
A close eye.
How are you going to do that from the other side of the world?
You don't worry
about
that.
What about you, Francis?
Me, I feel like me and my brother are always going to be guys. Mm-hmm. No matter who he marries, if he go marry himself.
So your brother is the root to me of your
So me and my brother, we're always going to be guys. For me, I just pray that, because the future is very uncertain.
Mm-hmm.
I just pray that me and my sister remain, have the same type of relationship we have now, no matter the circumstances. So,
listen, are you the first?
Yes.
Oh.
Chai. Sorry.
That's tough.
No, it's not that bad.
Okay.
What's bad about it? Please?
Okay, to me, I was not going to that aspect of, oh my God, so much attention. That is like, first, that's so annoying.
Oh my God.
Like, you guys feel like you're all
the company. Yeah, we have the responsibility.
We have responsibility.
You guys look up to us.
What?
Or not. Chilling on us. You look at your. I'm serious.
I'm very, very, and that's why you take on, we take on so much responsibility. But yeah, the first to do this, I must know how to cook on time. I must know how to do this on time. That's very insulting.
You, my brother is the first too. Mm-hmm. And I'll look at him and be saying, oh, people cannot handle the responsibility. I say, we're in the same house.
Yeah.
We do the same things. Which responsibility do you have? I'm seeing you every day. Like, but I'm not doing nothing.
To be fair, I think there's a lot of pressure on the first.
Yes. Yeah,
and
like me, the first in the house.
Hey.
30 seconds older than her. Only 30 seconds older than her. I'm the first older than her.
Please rest. 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 You're not referencing your older siblings, like the mommies and the daddies. You're talking about one minute apart. Please.
Only 10 seconds, buddy.
I think one thing about friends that I always say is like they're lab rats, because parents figure out parenting with them. So like all the wrongs, they're going to have all the wrongs. Like actually, it's not easy.
And then they stop loving the first people. Like
when the next one comes.
When the next one comes.
I'm sorry for the difference.
The difference between you and your sister, like your immediate younger sister, is mm-hmm. what? How many years? Two.
2 years.
2 years was enough now. Yeah. And she's not even the last. So she
Remember the love, please.
Okay, fair enough.
I didn't remember.
Fair enough. Okay. Anyways, for me, it's like, I don't look up to my sister. I'm sorry, Sharon. But like, I won't say I don't look up to her. I'm proud of her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's doing a lot of great things for herself. But I don't think she was ever like the...
That figurehead.
That, no, not even figurehead. The standard of what the child should be like. This.
So what did you say?
I was the star.
My brother always tell me.
Okay. I'm messing around. But when I was growing up, they used to compare me to my siblings in the sense that academically, I was like the best.
Mm-hmm.
I was the schoolboy. Exactly, but like other things, they had it. I didn't, you understand? So
yes,
but
yes.
Like, there was a balance, you know, that when the talk is academic and hand, they're boosting me, but when it's other things, like, can't you be like,
okay,
so yeah, I think there was somewhat a balance. Yeah. But I love my siblings, man. I do.
Yeah. What will you be talking
about? I wrote to me, this guy has done you dirty.
Like
that's the thing, like him not doing anything is
yes,
is,
that's a lot.
Yeah, so
like he doesn't care.
Yeah, he doesn't.
But then he will later come back. They always do.
But like there's no time.
There's no time again, like, really?
He's a man as he is.
When he gets older, he will
which older like, again?
No, not him, like the
older brother.
Yes, when he gets older, he will realize that he tries to come.
Time has gone out.
But like
time.
Do you think this one will be ready to
he's open not ready. Hands?
He won't, but then I feel like when you are older, you will think about it more and then you'll be more
open to a relationship. It does happen. It can be very random. Like
play for my sister. Like some people have dead that thought. Mm-hmm. Like they've dead the thought that to them they don't even have a sibling anymore. Yeah. Like this guy is just somebody I know.
Mm-hmm.
We're related, but we're not.
And that is so sad. Like how did you get there? Because even people that the gap is not that much, there's this tension that they have, and like they grow up like that. That's why when people say when we grow up, it will get better. If at this level
it's not
good, it might not get better. I don't know. But anyways, I think we've come to the end of this episode. There's so much tension now.
Wow.
But yeah, if you listen to the end, thank you so much for listening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I mentioned it before, but these are all new guests. We didn't record a video this time because the environment did not permit. You can, if you see how we're looking now, you pity us. Like we're going through a lot here. But happy Independence, happy birthday, Rotimi, if happy I do birthday. Drop it on that day. And if you haven't listened to previous episodes, please do so. We have great stuff. Rotimi doesn't listen to my podcast. Francis only listens when I'm with him.
That's a lie.
Mm-hmm. Anita is new, like generally, so like she's a sweetheart. I can't say anything yet. But yeah, see you in the next episode. Or do you guys have any closing remarks? Let me give room for that.
Be close to your younger sibling.
Mm-hmm.
Respect your sibling. That's all I can say. That you should show, like, you should give everybody equal respect. No matter the age gap.
Yeah. Treat your sibling love with less violence.
Or show love without violence.
Yes.
comes with violence, but then treat.
Okay, you've heard it from the horse's mouth, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.